Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, I need dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. You know, one of the big fronts that's being fought out every day, the major story I know every day, one of them, vaccine masking, but the other is unemployment. Who's doing what? Why is it happening? J.D. Moane is the best columnist in our area, and he has been for years. He writes for the Bucks County Courier-Times, Burlington Times paper also. And his piece that's in today's paper, it was last night, I think it dropped, yeah. Amid labor shortage, admire the people who show up to work. So, it's easy to say, well, look, you know, they're being paid. They're being paid more. They ought to show up to work, right? I just saw in a Wawa I was in around 11 this morning, right on the door, Dan, the signing bonus. I think it's $500. That you get for signing up by July 31st with Wawa, which, they have good employee relationships over the years. So he talks about being out to dinner. Nice. The other couple was paying for it. I always like that kind of dinner. And they left the tip, and then he dropped a 20 there, too. J.D. Moane with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, J.D., how have you been?
Been pretty good, Dom.
Well, I like that kind of dinner where somebody's picking up the tab. That's one of the great things in life. Nice.
Well, it was my very generous brother-in-law and sister who did that.
Okay.
Took us out for a delayed wedding anniversary gift, 24 years. So it was nice, and he even left the tip. Usually, say, okay, if you're going to get dinner, let me leave the tip. But he left the tip, and I saw what he wrote down. It was very generous. For this older man, in fact, who was our waiter at a upscale place in Newtown and Bucks County. And clearly the place was packed. It was Friday night. Everybody wants to get out. It was in the middle of that last heat wave we had, where we went like 8 days with 90 degrees and humidity. And so everybody's overworked and understaffed. And so I just thought I'd fatten a tip. And I think that, all my life, as I said in the column, I've been an over-tipper, especially after, I partly worked my way through Temple as a bartender in South Philly. So I think those of us who've done that kind of work, whether it's as a waiter or a waitress or a bartender, we know what those people are going through. It's one of those jobs, Dom, that every night you go home, you have some body part aching, whether it's your feet or your back or your neck or your headache, from the customers you've had to deal with. But in this case, as we were leaving, there was a second sitting was coming in, and this woman was berating one of the waiters, a young guy, about it was 10 minutes before anybody took our drink orders, and it's been 20 minutes since we ordered our appetizers, and this is unacceptable. And I'm looking at this kid as I'm passing by, and he didn't know what to say. He looked like he was a new hire, and I felt bad for him. And think about that. Those people in popular restaurants have to put up with this because they can't get the help. And the other part is people just quit because they have to put up with the people, customers like that woman who is just out of line, I thought. But customer's always right, I suppose.
Well, yeah, and I side not with that woman. You describe her very well and how she acted, but in general, yeah. When people look into a restaurant, they see it's only half filled and they're told 45 minutes to an hour wait,
yeah,
you do get upset. And again, I blame, I'm not sure where you're, look, we realize too, particularly with some of the new back and forth, but if a person's vaccinated, the COVID risk is there when you're interacting so much with people. But I still think it's the unemployment part and that people are thinking this might go on past September somehow or another, and they're not back at work and they can't find work for people in those jobs. That's what's driving it. So your advice then is maybe to overtip because these people are overworking, given that they're doing the work of a person and a half maybe here because of numbers.
Sure. I mean, anytime you see a waiter or a waitress or some kid, the way a couple Sundays ago, it was about 96 degrees on a Sunday afternoon, and I was at the Levittown Shopping Center. There's an Arby's there. And I saw a kid, he might have been 19 or 20 years old, hauling one of those fat, stinking, leaky trash bags from the restaurant out to the dumpster out back behind the restaurant. And if you've ever worked at a Arby's or a McDonald's or anything like that, you know what's waiting for you in those trash dumpsters. There's always rats back there. And I'm thinking, now, this kid doesn't have to do this. And yet, there he is. He showed up for his shift. There's a sign on the door saying, you know, immediate hires. They can't get, you know, all these fast food joints are hurting for employees. So, yeah, I mean, I think that every time you see that, every time you see an overworked waiter or waitress or bartender, even if the service is slow, you're seeing somebody who showed up. As opposed to, say, the two young men I met last April at a park. I was taking my lunch in a local park, a beautiful little place in Falls Township. And it was like 12:30, and these two guys, one was 23, the other was 25, and they were fishing. So I knew they weren't on their, it was Tuesday, so I knew they weren't on their lunch break, right? They had a lot of gear tackle. So I asked them, you know, just strike up a conversation, is catching anything? And it got to, so do you guys, is your day off? And then they told me, they said, nah, one was a chef and one had been working in construction. And COVID wiped their jobs out, and so they were just taking the unemployment, and they were happy to do that. And they could make more taking that generous $300 extra federal, tip, I guess you'd say, for being unemployed than working in their respective jobs. And look, Dom, that makes absolutely, that's rational economic sense. They made, rationally, economically, they made the right choice. If they're going to make $32,000 a year taking a year-long vacation on Uncle Sam's dime, and, you know, fine, I understand that. But I really think that, you know, when you get up in the morning, the people who could do that but still show up for work, I think the reason they do that is because they need to respect the man or the woman they see in the mirror every morning.
Yes, absolutely. And you even talk about that coming from their surroundings, their siblings and parents. That's where it comes from in the main, I think.
Right. And, you know, even if if you're one of those people who is able-bodied and could go back to work today, you know, please consider delivering for the Philadelphia Inquirer, which delivers the Courier Times too, because we can't get anybody to do that job, even with $1,500 signing bonuses. We can't get people to do that.
$1,500 signing bonuses, JD? Wow.
Dude, I am telling you that we had a, I guess it was last spring at the Burlington County Times, we had a, I guess, an open job fair, you know, open call for newspaper delivery people, you know, on the motor routes. And we were offering $1,500 signing bonuses. Zero people showed up. So we knew back then that, or I knew back then, that the sweetened unemployment benefits were killing the labor market. And it's wreaked havoc with our delivery. There's not a day that goes by we don't have scores of complaints because people won't do that job. So, you know, look, I think that if you go back to work, if you're one of those people who's taking the hiatus, don't think that people around you don't notice that. And don't think that people, even if they don't say anything, aren't making a character judgment on you, because they are, especially if they're still working. You know, I was lucky enough, except for a few weeks furlough from Gannett, I kept working through the whole COVID thing. you know, so, you know, but could I have taken the buyout and then sweet the unemployment? Sure. Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm 60 years old. I could have done that, you know, work my way towards 62. And you know, there's all kinds of ways you can game the system, Dom, if you don't want to work in the country. It's a shame. But I really think that, you know, it's like, you know, you become an example of Newton's first law of motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest until the unemployment checks stop.
That is a great line in today's column, too. Really, it's kind of buried in there. I would have put that at the top. I have to steal that in the next column. That is a great line. But you know what? I'm optimistic in this, though. I don't think that side of the ledger is winning. Even though the numbers are substantial and even though the government's driving it that way, yeah. I still see a lot of people like Dan, Jim Kelly working with me, and I've seen others at the station. I know DJ and Luke. And I see that drive. I see that entrepreneurial spirit. I see a lot of it out there. I will say this, though. It's a close battle. We're in the bottom of the ninth. We're ahead by one run. They have the fourth hitter up. It's 3-2, and the bases are loaded.
Yeah, and, you know, it will be September. We'll see what they do, whether they we go into, you know, extra innings or not with this stuff, because you know, there's another thing that the other shoe hasn't dropped on, something else that ends in September, and that's the moratorium on millions of Americans paying back their student loans. There's a moratorium on that. What is it, $1 trillion, $1.3 trillion? And that's been paused throughout COVID. So unemployment and that other issue with the student loans comes up in September, and those are going to be big ones. You know, it's kind of flying under the radar right now, but that's right. A lot of money for
that,
people.
That is huge, and I want to talk about that. J.D. Mullane with us, the Bucks County Courier Times. And J.D., even Biden, though, in his public statements, despite him becoming woke and going wild with this stuff, which he's always been kind of a sort of liberal, but now catering to that, either he believes it or that's the politically viable way. Even he has been very halting when it comes to getting rid of that student loan money. I don't think he's going to do $50,000. If he does 20, even that's outrageous. But what do you think?
You know, I don't know. He's going to have to compromise on that. There are too many people who want it, too many millennials, professional class, college-educated millennials, who just don't want to pay that money back. And, you know, in a way, I don't blame them, because I know someone who got a master's degree from Holy Family University, and when soup to nuts, $72,000 is a master's from Holy Family worth $72,000? No, these people were overcharged. So if Biden wants to effectively give them a discount on that, fine. The only problem is that who pays for that? Well, next time you get a delivery by Amazon and that guy hops out of his van, that's who's paying for it. Working guys, working men and women, the guy in the restaurant, because, you know, everything goes up, the prices increase, and they have, you know, that has to be absorbed. And it's going to be absorbed either through taxes or higher tuition. It's going to be, you know, absorbed somehow. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think he should cancel it, but I do think, Dom, he's going to have to compromise on it. He certainly seems to have a lot of, you know, I've read about the issue. He certainly seems to have a lot of people in his inner circle pulling for it. You know,
oh, exactly.
Some sort of amnesty. Yeah.
Well, we know Dom Giordano's every other Thursday in the Courier Times versus a progressive guy that they've set up a nice match with, which I love, with the paper now, JD. But when do we see the main attraction, which is JD Mullane, in the paper?
Well, you can catch me in the Courier on Thursdays and Mondays, and in the Burlington County Times, and usually the other South Jersey papers, because papers are now owned by Gannett, USA Today Network. So, you know, they run them all down there, Violent Daily Journal, Camden Courier Post. There's a lot of them. You know, sometimes the columns get put in the 14 Gannett papers across the state of Pennsylvania. So, yeah, you can get me on in the Courier Thursdays and Mondays and Sunday in the Burlington County Times, South Jersey.
Good stuff, J.D. Thank you. Thanks so much. Great stuff.
All right, Dom.
All right, J.D. Mullane here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dan, what do you say to that? You have been in the trenches, even though it affects you, saying no. That moratorium, when it's over, it's over. Joe Biden shouldn't be forgiving it in September, right?
I 100% agree.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to find anybody out there that, and you notice what he said didn't get past me, Dan. It's not so much the people now when they call in, it's not so much the undergraduate level. It's these people that went to the master's program. And again, I get it. You were sold that that's really going to advance you, right? But the bottom line is, why should someone else have to pay for that since it hasn't, right? And you're in that situation. You and Maisie are paying it off throughout the pandemic. I couldn't support that more. All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, I wanted to ask everyone. J.D. raised a great question here. For people, he just talked about a chef and a guy in construction who were out there fishing. What's the level of lack of character you see in that versus going back to work, particularly now when there are signing bonuses, when there are opportunities? Is it really COVID? Maybe if you're unvaccinated, I'm not sure. Or is it that this is a way to pad this through a nice summer until we get to September and then think, well, what's going to happen in September? Who knows? But if you're working there now, employers have to be sending more signals. Hey, we recognize this. In the middle of this, when any number of Americans are going the Biden way, you didn't. That's a sign of something good. That's who I want to have long term, don't you? Doesn't that make sense? Or is that something that employers don't value? We don't know that. Maybe some do. Maybe if you're in a small business, you do.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.